In this episode, discover how to get your prospects to fall in love with you before they ever meet you. All right. So in this episode, I've got a really fun conversation with you. You know, it's all about how you establish the right relationship before they come into the office to meet me, right? And I'm going to show you how it's done, but I actually found somebody who might be doing it better. To provide you with a little bit of a backstory, I read a fabulous article in the Vidyard blog written by Jeff Howell, the director of growth for Alaya Care, which is a home care software. And I dropped him a thank you note, just a great job message on LinkedIn, and asked if I could do a podcast interview. And Jeff replied back like a video marketing master by sending me a personalized video.
Oh, hi, Todd. I was just listening to your podcast. Here I am walking in to my office in Toronto, and I'd love to be on your podcast. Betsy, what do you think? I think it's time for us to move up in the world.
I just have two ground rules, Todd. Number one, we provide great content for your audience.
And number two, we have some fun.
Now, Jeff's employer provides home care software. They're, as Jeff says, like the Tesla of home healthcare software in that market. Jeff, welcome to the podcast.
Todd, it's a pleasure to be here. I am a fan of your work and a huge podcast nerd, so awesome. I'm excited to do this.
Awesome, man. Yeah, I'm a podcast nerd too, and being able to learn on the go takes that whole experience, right, of downtime that used to be wasted, that I'd listen to music, and it turns it into an educational opportunity. Let's get started. Jeff, introduce yourself. Tell me about the work you do. And I also, man, I want to know, you just tipped me off. What are some other podcasts that you're interested in?
Okay, great. So I am the self-appointed most electrifying man in home care software today. Not sure if there are many people that are vying for that title, but I decided to go claim it. And as you said, we are sort of a disruptor in the home care software space. So when I came in, I thought, you know, making video a core part of our strategy is something that we really need to be as one of the core fundamental things that we do at Alaya Care. Mm-hmm. And in terms of podcasts, you know, before you reached out, although my whole world revolves around video, the podcasts that I listen to are a little bit more inspirational, like the James Altucher Show, mm-hmm. or a little bit more tactical marketing. And then since you reached out to me, it sort of opened up this new world where it's like, yeah, you know, this, we live in this world where you can niche it right down to have, you know, a video mastery podcast and have 180 episodes. And there's no shortage of new content for you to come out with. So I'm happy to say that you're on the list as well, Todd.
Beautiful. Thank you. You know, what I really love is teaching what I'm learning as I'm going and then getting feedback from listeners about how it's changing their business. That's super cool to me. Now, in your article, you mentioned, and this article for those that are interested can be found on the Vidyard blog, but I will also link to it off of the show notes page for this episode. And Jeff, you mentioned that you had the responsibility of figuring out how to engage stone cold leads and then verify them. How did you do that?
So when I came on board, we had 19,000 leads in our database, and we really were trying to sort of build the airplane and fly it at the same time from a sales standpoint. And being the largest home care software company in Canada, there was enough word of mouth business that our account executives were just sort of busy, and the 19,000 leads were just sort of, you know, in a database, and those folks would be sent marketing emails. And so as the first person sort of to build out the outbound team, what really was a discovery for me was that people would stop when they would see the interface at trade shows. And we have some competitors that don't bring their software to trade shows. And so the hero really is this colorful dashboard that we have. Now, the software works well as well, but the aesthetics of and the sort of easy-to-use interface of AlayaCare is really the core strength, and it's what everyone has their first impression with. So what we decided to do was solve problems. That's what every good business does. And we took the top five problems, and we created a one-page landing page for each. And we did a two-minute screencast to solve each of those problems.
Beautiful.
So we use HubSpot as our marketing automation platform. And it's like you say, the value in the videos is that you personalize because we're all, you know, whether you're B2C or B2B, we're all P2P, right? So you're always, it's always one person selling to another person, but really that person doesn't want to be sold to, they want to buy. And so when we decided, hey, these are the core five problems that everybody has, let's put them in an email sequence. So I might leave a voicemail for you, Todd, and say, hey, I suspect you're having this challenge, and I'm going to send you an email with a video in it, and the thumbnail lives within the body of the email. And if that's a problem that you're having, then you'll click on that, and then you'll take a look at our digestible two-minute solution to that problem. Mm-hmm. Now, once you click on that, I know that that was of interest to you. And we can't eliminate cold calls when you're selling a rocket ship. There has to be this conversation and a dialogue. So all it allows us to do is create these breadcrumbs that lead back to the people that are more interested. So we're trying to eliminate more of the cold calls and focus on more of the warm calls. And through a marketing automation platform, if it's a swing and a miss on video one, you know, 4 to 7 days later, you get served up video number two, and that might speak to you. And so we will engineer these sequences based on personas. So if you're someone who cares more about people versus someone who cares more about reporting, you will get certain videos before you get the people that are more about the dollars and the numbers and the reports. And so what that allows us to do is sort of match these personas, put them in a specific order, and then be able to track. And all the while, what we're really trying to do is, rather than bombard you with voicemails or cold calls, we're serving up what we think are the solutions. And then when we make that call, you have better context. We're actually trying to solve the problem before we introduce ourselves.
Jeff, you're a smart marketer. For those that are listening right now that hear Jeff talking about persona-based marketing, and maybe you're thinking, oh, that might be too complex, or, oh, you guys are terribly inefficient. I want you to think about the universe that your prospect lives in. And the best marketers like Jeff make sure that they're communicating inside that universe. And in that universe is really one problem at a time. Because typically people are going to a certain type of person is going to look for a certain type of solution. Jeff mentions there are five. There are five, right, in your drip sequence?
That's right, yeah.
The reason I love that is, you know, emails probably get roughly about a 20% open rate. You drop five in a drip sequence, you got yourself somewhat covered. You're going to get a much better chance. You're using the power of video to improve the open rate. Video will double the open rate if you put video in the subject. By having the video in the, or a screenshot with a play button in the email linked to a landing page, you've now improved your click-through rate 200 to 300%. Jeff, man, when you sent me that video, the first thing that came out of my mouth was, I love this guy. Because you went from being a person who I read their article to somebody who made a personal human-to-human or P2P connection and sidestepped all of the traditional trappings of interaction via email that is stale, boring, and played out, and you went for it. Do you do this normally in normal day-to-day exchanges with your prospects?
I do. The challenge is evaluating. You want to be at the intersection of scale and personalization, right? So the problem with, you know, I dropped everything to try to impress you, right?
Thank you.
And
it worked.
And, And but it also it didn't take that much time. I just quickly thought, you know what? I can see it in my mind. It's going to be a 30-second video. It's going to be three quick edits. I'm going to throw a jingle over top of it.
Right.
And I knew you would be receptive to it, right? It's right up your alley.
Yeah.
And so that's what I try to do is so when we got involved with sending these videos out, we could do that at scale because we have these five evergreen videos. And the only thing that's personalized is that when someone clicks on the video and they go to our landing page through HubSpot, it will say Todd on that landing page. Mm-hmm. So some people may see that as, hey, I created this landing page specifically for you. Other people would say, oh, that's pretty slick personalization that you're pulling from a database to put my name in. In either case, I think people in either camp are impressed. And then there's a call to action. So on that landing page, there's a big request a demo button. So that allows us to sort of scale it. And then when we moved into phase two, so Wistia and Vidyard are the two companies that really dominate the market in these sort of personalized videos that you can either screencast from your desktop or do right from your webcam. And so we moved into this sort of middle of the funnel approach where once we actually make contact, about 1 in 7 to 1 in 10 home health software companies will be looking at software, right? It's just the sort of average turnover time. And so we still have to make calls to actually speak with people and see what software they're on and where they are in their buying journey. But it's rare for people to just give up an hour of their time just because we made a cold call to them and they've never heard of us. Mm-hmm. And so that's where we go into phase two, where we have these weapons that we can use with the five solutions that we have. But then we can also reach out to them with personalized messages. So we do a lot of that by using Vidyard as a way to shoot a video to them with a personalized message that really wouldn't take any longer than a regular voicemail.
And now Vidyard is baked into HubSpot, which makes it so much easier for you to be able to use the power of personalization to reach out and engage people. Why is it important, Jeff, to get your prospects to fall in love with you prior to meeting you?
Yeah, sure. So know, like, and trust, right? So I would say that, you know, we're AliaCare over the past year has been the best software company in the home care space that no one in the United States has heard of. Second step is for them to get to know us. And when I really think about what our culture is about, it's when we show up at trade shows, we bring the fun. We're a young, innovative company. And there's no reason why we shouldn't be able to capture that in our outreach.
Yep.
So when I have a chat with you, Todd, and you say, hey, look, this sounds interesting. We're going to be making a decision in the first quarter of next year. Why don't you touch base with me then? One of my objectives is to get you to fall in love with me. So I keep a PowerPoint presentation, and every time I get a love letter back, someone saying, this was effective outreach, this was hilarious. I want them, so people think that they buy with ration, but they really buy with emotion,
absolutely,
right?
So, man.
And everyone should be thinking not about what people think about their product, but how they feel mm-hmm. about their company, right? And so my department is the tip of the spear. And so we know just enough about the software to make a match between people that are out there and what our functionality is. And they're the first impression that they get about our company.
Hey, I gotta jump in right here. For those of you that are listening right now, you might want to go back and listen again. Jeff just humanized something that is stale and cold like software and made it a human-to-human warm interaction. People do business with people they have relationships with. If you are the tip of the spear, you have to be leading with relationship. When I send videos to prospects prior to the first meeting, and those videos aren't just business, they're also about who I am and what I believe in and how I make companies successful. When they walk in that door for the meeting here at the office for the first time, we're going to hug it out. And it's not me saying, let's hug. It's me laying the right relationship in the video So they feel like they know me, just like Jeff mentioned. They know, like, and trust me before they walk in the door. So when they see me, they throw their arms open, and that tells me that I've laid the right foundation before we sit down and talk about their business. Very well done, Jeff. There's a human element that most marketers miss out on. You've identified it. What type of creative things do you do with your videos for that human element besides the personalization on the front?
So my favorite is the fake Google results. So what I will do is we will search for someone's name plus LinkedIn, right? So I will see Todd Hartley is at the top of the search results. Then what we'll do is we'll go into the search box and we'll put in something that you will appeal to you. And so it'll be, who's the most electrifying man in video creation today? And we won't hit submit. You're probably the number one result anyways, but just to scam the system. We would then screencast that. And through these tools, you can, you're in the bottom left-hand corner.
Mm-hmm. And your picture is, right?
The picture is, yeah. And then we would give this look of amusement and pointing up at the results. And people can see what's in the search box, as well as the fact that they are the number one result. And then there's some person in the corner being surprised and looking at these search results. And what we found is that they become viral within a company because they become bragging rights, right? Mm-hmm. And so if we're just going to be doing outreach where we say, hey, Todd, I'm so-and-so, and this is what we offer, and I'd love to have a chat with you, that's miles ahead of that same content being served up in a voicemail. But my view is that you want to add some value, be helpful, and if you can be entertaining, then that's the trifecta.
Right.
And when people, it's super memorable because no one for the rest of their lives will probably ever get a video where someone screencasted them being the number one search result.
Right.
For whatever it is that you decide to type in.
The trick is they will remember Jeff Howell or you as a listener forever. Right? So you've got to make sure that you're making a very strong introduction. And, you know, Jeff, it's funny. There's two directions I want to go here. I'm going to ask you in a moment about how video helps you stand out from the crowd. And I think it's rather obvious at this point, but I think it's important for us to spend a few moments on that. But let's not downplay the fact that when you're selling a sophisticated software, when you introduce yourself in a sophisticated, technical way where you're making a human-to-human connection, but you're also showing them that you're savvy enough to use these tools to reach out to them personally, that they say to themselves, wow, they're really sharp. And they'll transfer that personalized video and that you're sharp to be able to pull that off and smart into your product, your solution has got to be equally as smart, if not better. Do you see a connection there?
100%. Yeah, and we've had some success with, doing it at scale as well, where if you take that Google search result, that's a one-on-one. But what if I were to do a video and send it to all of my contacts at Wirebuzz with the Wirebuzz website in the background, right? So we've had cases where we say, hey, we've got 20 contacts at this company and all of them could be good people to chat with. And what I find is really important is when you get people at the company talking to each other about you.
Right.
And so what a conventional sales team would do is just sort of reach out and say, well, I'll call one person one day and another person another day. And we've had success by pointing things out on companies' websites where, say, they're still using paper timesheets and you can download a paper timesheet right from their website. It's unique and sort of funny. And we're also pointing out, hey, we see that you have paper timesheets here. Here's a solution that we offer. Right. And we're proving that we're doing our homework as well, right? So it's not just that we're savvy enough to come up with this sort of clever approach, but we're proving we're doing our research. So we also spend time, sometimes we will record a LinkedIn request And so I will invite you to connect on LinkedIn. But first, I will point out perhaps some of your achievements, which tells me that, you know, you probably are also thinking analytically right now at your current company, because look at all the things you accomplished at your previous company. And then I'll go ahead and record the invite to connect. And so it's a double touch. And so when people see that, hey, I've asked to connect with you, but you also have this email with this video showing the process I went through, and I'm sort of humanizing this outreach, but at the same time, I'm exposing the fact that I'm doing my homework here.
All right. So while we're on the topic of exposing how you do things, I know how you do it, but for the interest of the audience, how do you get that video that you created, like of me, into LinkedIn so it fits seamlessly into the experience for me as the user when you sent it my way?
Yeah, sure. So the good news is that we live in a day and age where we don't need sophisticated skills and we don't need powerful tools, right? We all have, we're all media companies as long as you own a smartphone. And so you can choose to get a little bit more sophisticated, but it can be as simple as having the Wistia or the Vidyard app on your phone, or you can shoot a video right from your desktop. And both are freemium products where all you have to do. So before our meeting today, I shot you a 30-second video just confirming our appointment. The landing page is created automatically. All I have to do is copy and paste that link and send it as a message to you in LinkedIn. And then it generates a nice thumbnail as well. And it took me 30 seconds to do. And it, quite frankly, it would have been, it's faster than if I would have called you, and it's more efficient than me just, you know, sending an email waiting for a reply. I just pop it right into LinkedIn.
And it's a richer experience for me as the end user. Video obviously helps you stand out from the crowd. When you sent me that video that I featured at the very beginning of this podcast episode, I did what you would have hoped. I shared it with maybe 7 to 10 people in the office. And in a micro-virality moment, you went from one-to-one communication that ended up being one-to-many in my office. And in a sales context, that's as good as having 10 people from a company walk up to your booth and you get a few moments. Because what you did is you earned longer attention span after by being very tactical.
Yeah. I mean, there's too many people in sales that focus on low intensity, high volume, right? And it's, and especially in this world where the KPIs that we measure are all bar graphs within your CRM, and it's how many dials did you make and how many emails did you send? And unfortunately, it's a little harder to measure the impact of those, right? And with video, it pays itself back over and over. It's like that great blog post you wrote 7 years ago that's still getting views today. Right. It's like compound interest that it just keeps paying for itself over and over.
It keeps crushing, right? So Jeff, a less sophisticated or risk-adverse salesperson is probably saying to themselves right now, yeah, well, you know, Jeff, that's a lot of time. And I don't think I have a lot of time, because what they're doing is a numbers game. How can you convince somebody that being more tactical, slowing down, more deliberate, doing a little bit of research, being more personalized will get them better results than the turn-burn approach that they might be doing?
Yeah. I mean, my advice would be the numbers should tell you everything, right? You should always make decisions based on what the data tells you. And if you don't stop yourself before you start, then take a sample size and go for it, right? So I know in my old industry, commercial real estate, we had about a contact rate of 2%. And so that sucks. You know, you spend all day long making cold calls, and then when you finally get through to three people and they're all, they don't want to hear from you.
They're irritated.
And it's, and so the, and then the challenge is that if you're just trying to do the same thing over and over, you're just going to have the same results with less enthusiasm every single day.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's why I create this PowerPoint presentation, and I use love letters as a KPI, because, you know, I'll give you an example. There was a woman who works from home, and in a conventional world, people would, when they find out she just works from home, they just start sending emails. and she probably just sits on her couch and just deletes these emails. I waited until I worked from home one day and I shot her a video that would take no longer than leaving a voicemail.
Right.
And I said, "Hey, Susan, you work from home and today I'm working from home. And I thought we should set up a quick call." And her reply back was, "LOL, that was effective. Yeah, let's set up a quick call." And it was just me sort of making her feel special, that she wasn't just another number in a database. She wasn't just another email I'm going to blast out and spray and pray. I recognized the fact that we're not going to speak on the phone unless I have an effective outreach for her.
Right.
That pierces that bubble that no one else is willing to do.
But you're also willing to, in a clever way, in an entertaining way, do a metaphorical door kick in.
Yes.
You know, I'm always telling people on my team, just kick in that door. And what I really mean is not being a thug that kicks in the door, but being a really smart digital marketer that finds out how you can provide value, stand out from the crowd, be unique and memorable, and then they will want to interact with you. And you do that effortlessly. That is so cool. Like, I could just applaud you. Few people do it. How long does it take for those that are starting to get some type of awareness on what you're presenting today? When you're creating this, like you said, for that woman at home, it took maybe as long as a voicemail. When you're creating these things to them, they don't believe that. Walk me through the process.
Yeah. So in my particular case, we went to the Chrome extension store and for free. So Wistia has a product called Soapbox. Vidyard has a product called Go Video. They're both free.
I got both of them in my browser.
Okay, perfect.
Right.
And they're both great. And what I think a lot of people don't really understand is that to create a video, you need a spot for that video to be. You're not just going to record something and attach this huge file and someone's going to open it up. What this allows you to do is create these videos that you shoot right from your desktop. And then it puts the video on a landing page. And now that you have this asset, you can, it integrates directly with Gmail, it integrates with Outlook, it integrates with HubSpot. And once you're set up and you see how it works, and I'm sure there are plenty of videos on YouTube to explain all of this, it's the simplest thing to use. And in fact, for anyone who even has call reluctance, I think in sales today, you can actually make a pretty decent living generating leads if you were to strictly use a video approach. And of course, it would, you know, if you have call reluctance, you shouldn't be in sales to begin with.
Right.
But it's such a unique approach that I would encourage everyone to take that step, learn something new. It really isn't rocket science, and it's super effective. So I just gave a speech at my alma mater, Queen's University.
Right on.
And these are some of the brightest minds in Canada. And there were 60 people in the room. I said, "How many people here have heard of Wistia or Vidyard?" And one person put their hand up. And this is the Instagram generation. I guarantee you they've shot more videos than me.
Right.
And I said, "Okay, guys, look, I sent you guys a video prior to showing up tonight. How many people saw it?" And 51 of the 60 had seen it. And then I shot a video, a selfie video that I posted to LinkedIn midstream, right in the middle of the presentation. And then I sent another thank you video afterwards. And so we sort of bookend that experience from front to the end with this personalized video approach. And it allowed me to build some strong relationships with these students that are potential future employees at AliaCare. And what was amazing was that I got several videos back from students through LinkedIn, and they got it really, like, it's just you go and you download it and you figure out how to use it. And then you can't believe how simple it is and that you've never had it before.
Absolutely. That's so cool, man. Like, I'm that guy that if you're in my life and it's your birthday, you're going to get first thing in the morning a handheld video of me wishing you a happy birthday. And just on Friday last week, I had 5 people in my inner circle who all had birthdays on December 5th and December 6th. And so I just sat there and just cranked them out. The response that I get is always a very personal response with every one of our clients. You know, when their videos are being edited, and I know that there's, I have a spreadsheet that tells me what videos for our clients are in what stages and what's going to be sent in the next 48 hours. And when I see that, I will grab my phone and I will do a personal video that explains where their video is in the production process. And I will show them who's working on the video with them, right?
Yeah.
And that things are coming along really well. And what I get back, and I just text it right over to them, right? To their cell phone. Because I want to sidestep email. The open rate's 20%, but I do know that email, text messaging's open rate is going to be 98%.
Yeah.
And so I want to have personal connections. It is part of the reason why in our 8 years, we've never lost a single client, because they know when I send them that video, the response that I get back, the number one word is love.
Yeah.
Love you guys. Thanks for doing that. And it goes back to human relationships. And the more that we do that, the better results we'll get. And that's why it all centers around leveraging video from your phone or your desktop and using tools like Vidyard or Wistia and integrating it with your CRM. And amazing things happen. Even if you don't have it with your CRM and you're just going old school with your phone, you'll get fabulous results. And I know you agree because I see you nodding, which makes you a nerd brother of mine. Right?
Yeah. And you know, I'll tell you, I think, so we've, out of all the videos we've made, we've had thousands of views in the last year on a budget of, we have four people that we invested video editing software for, $18 each.
Beautiful.
So we've done it all under $100, you know.
It's so cool. Crazy. And so like the one that you shot for me, you edited that on your desktop, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know, dude, it was really well done. That's how you do it for sales. You start making human to human relationships. Yeah. And Jeff Howell, your team should be very lucky to have you on staff. And I mean this with all sincerity, because part of my job when I go around and meet with heads of marketing and sales is to pull them into the next generation of how we're going to be more compelling and more convincing. But most of the leadership is reluctant to do anything that they haven't seen a boss do before. And that makes you a trailblazer. And I'm just really excited to get to spend some time with you.
Oh, I appreciate that. I was going to say, you know, as we look at what's going to be the future, I draw this parallel to back in 1999 when e-commerce was going to just destroy retail and you were going to buy cars online. And why would you ever need to go to a mall ever again? And the reality is, although we can do all this stuff, it doesn't mean we will, right? Mm-hmm. And so there will be companies that they're just resistant to change and they don't want to be the first. You know, we're all sort of creatures of habit, right? So I think it's a really exciting time for the power that the people that go and seize this, right? So I'm sure in your business, the clients that come to you that say, hey, we're not the people, we know we want to do this, but we're not the experts. You know, they're a pleasure to work with because they get it, but that they're in a really powerful position over the companies that just want to do things the way they've always been done.
Right. Right. You know, when I'm speaking, I always lay this out for people. I mean, I do a live demo on how to create these videos in front of a crowd. And one of the common questions that will pop up, so common that it's going to happen every time, is, yeah, well, Todd, how do we get more leads into our funnel? And I think that's interesting because, well, Jeff, we just spent like maybe 45 minutes about how to be more compelling and more convincing. And maybe the real issue with sales isn't getting more leads, but being better at engaging those leads. Most sales teams and marketing teams have leaky buckets, right?
Yeah.
And their leads just kind of leach out through the sides because they aren't being engaging enough. And when you use the tactics like you just laid out for our audience, that's how you turn that's how you turn that whole question on its head. Use personalized engagement, use video, be more human to human, H to H, and you'll get better results. And you will never have to worry about how many leads because your loss rate will start dropping. And it's cool to see. I'm interested in following you along the way as you start to roll this out and start to see business growth happen. Would you stay in contact with me on this?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Cool. I'm going to be in Arizona in another 8 or 9 months. So maybe we can hook up for a drink.
I would absolutely love that. And let's take this offline and I will make sure that happens. But that'll be a lot of fun. Hey, look, congratulations. You're coming to Arizona at the right time of the year. Bring a jacket. I know you're from Canada, so bring a jacket with you. You're going to need it. And we're on the Fahrenheit system here, just as an yes. FYI.
I know that is an algorithm I've never been able to crack. I know 80 is good, right?
Yeah, but we're not going to be at 80 in 9 months. We're going to be up in the 40s.
It'll certainly be warmer than in Toronto. So
yeah, no doubt. I'll take it. Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to having you out here. Jeff Howell, thank you so much for joining us. For those people that want to follow you, how do they get into Jeff's universe?
I accept any LinkedIn invite. It is Jeff Howell, H-O-W-E-L-L. And if anyone wants to email me, it's jeff.howell@aliacare.com. That's A-L-A-Y-A-C-A-R-E.
All right. So you just said that you accept any LinkedIn invite. Is that true? Because often there is this typical LinkedIn invite that I get from somewhere in the Far East where want to create my videos and run my digital marketing. That one I don't accept. But do you really accept everyone?
Yeah. So let me backtrack. The suspicious ones, I wouldn't accept. And, I also, you know, I try to do very thoughtful prospecting on LinkedIn. But I never respond to the people that sort of they link in and then immediately you get this, you know, huge sort of automated sort of pitch. You know, you never sort of do that in real life. Right. And so I don't know why people don't sort of govern themselves in the same way online.
Yeah, I sidestep those also. But one of my favorite jokes is how often, and it has to happen 2 or 3 times a day, I get solicited by a company that wants to create our animation videos for our business. I see, Todd Hartley, that you are the CEO of Wirebuzz, a digital marketing agency specializing in, and we would love to create the videos for your website. And I'm like, geez, what do you think? If you did any prospecting, you would know what business I'm in, right? And that's the funny thing. It's like you come across as being very thoughtful, very deliberate, very tactical, which tells me as a business owner that you get much better results because you do the research before you engage, but there's a lot of turn and burn out there and their conversion rates have to be ridiculous, like super small. Yeah. Compared to yours, which has to be a lot higher because you're putting in that deliberate time.
Yeah, I mean, so the whole concept of flipping the funnel, right? So conventional businesses try to start with more and more leads and whittle it down to people that turn into customers. And our approach is sort of, we have this premium product that is a great fit for the sort of top end of the market. And so I'd rather, what's that Abe Lincoln quote? If you're given 6 hours to cut down a tree, you spend 5 hours sharpening the axe, right? And so that's what our approach is to be the dominant sales team that is thoughtful and combines thought leadership and problem solving in a unique package for the person on the other end to say, I want them to say, this is the best prospecting I've ever seen, not just in software, not just in my business life, in my personal life. This was the best outreach I've ever seen. We want to sort of hit that bar.
Well, he's Jeff Howell, the director of growth for AliaCare, a home care software. Jeff, thank you for joining me on the podcast.
It's my pleasure, Todd. Maybe we can do this another time as well.
Yeah, I look forward to it, man. And for those of you that want to get access to all the podcast interviews, go to iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, hit the subscribe button, and each and every one will be sent directly to you. Jeff, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Todd.